You're worried.
With reason.
About Worf or Commander Riker?
Both. I think it is perhaps best to be ignorant of certain elements of Klingon psyche.
Every day?
No, Commander. Usually my calisthenics are more intense. Those sessions are too personal to be shared.
I'll bet they are.
Computer, program complete. Save. Coming, Commander.
Right behind you. Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. We're on a long reach toward the Morgana Quadrant, a section of the galaxy which is yet to be visited by a manned Federation vessel. We are using the time to further detail the charts of this region.
That is again, sir. Area of black.
It appears, it disappears, and then it reappears. There's no predictable pattern, no sequence.
On screen.
There it is.
See anything. Magnify section 285.
There it is, sir. It's like a hole in space.
Now, we're acquainted with the wormhole phenomenon, but this appears quite different. What do your sensors indicate?
Nothing, sir.
Mr. Data, you must mean that it's empty of matter. There's always some energy form at work.
Sir, our sensors are showing this to be the absence of everything.
It is a void without matter or energy of any kind. Yet this hole has a form, Data. It has height, width.
Perhaps. Perhaps not, sir.
It's hardly a scientific observation, Command.
Captain, the most elementary and valuable statement in science, the beginning of wisdom is, I do not know. I do not know what that is, sir.
Captain, if this were any ordinary kind of hole in space, wouldn't we be able to see what's behind it?
Chancellor.
I know what you're asking, but I feel nothing from it.
Data, is there any record anywhere of any occurrence even vaguely similar to this?
Accessing. Negative, sir. There is no record of any Federation vessel encountering anything remotely like this.
Indeed. I believe we have time to take a closer look, number one.
Concur. Ensign, slow down to half impulse power. Adjust coordinates to intercept this, whatever this is.
Scanning and recording as we go.
Aye, sir. Adjusting course to intercept in 12 minutes.
Let's launch a probe into it.
What? Fair scanner probe. Let's see what's in there.
This is close enough, Ensign. Hold this position.
Aye, sir. Holding this position.
Met by the probe when ready, Mr. Warf.
All the probe systems are functioning perfectly, sir.
It's gone.
Data, what happened?
Unknown, sir.
Recommend we go to yellow alert, sir.
Why? Explain.
Sorry, sir.
Mr. Worf, this starship operates best when my officers share with me what is on their mind.
My thoughts were of an old Klingon legend. A gigantic black space creature which was said to devour entire vessels.
Devour vessel.
Sorry, Commander, I agree.
These are thoughts hardly worthy of a trained and practical security officer. Mr. Wolf, will you launch another probe, this time a Class 1 with full sensor array?
Launching, sir.
Happened even more quickly.
Recommend we fire a photon torpedo, Captain.
Negative.
Captain, based on where the probes disappeared, I've been able to plot the outer boundaries. I could move in closer.
Make it so, Mr. Crusher. Trust it only. Mr. Data?
Still no readings of any kind, sir.
Number one?
I'm going to go with Worf on this one. But be careful.
All right. That's enough, Ensign. Come to full stop and hold these coordinates.
Aye, sir.
Data?
Whatever it is, sir, we seem to be inside it.
It enveloped us. It moved.
All stations report?
No response, Captain.
Captain's log, supplemental. While exploring a strange void in space without any form of matter or energy, we have apparently moved past its outer boundary and entered it. After a brief disruption, our ship's communications have returned to normal.
All stations have reported, Captain. There appears to be no immediate threat to the ship or the crew.
Let's hold this position for a while, Number One. This is worth studying.
Incredible. It's like looking into infinity, sir. Remember the course in ancient history at Starfleet Academy? About the time when men still believed the Earth was flat.
Mm. And that the sun revolved around it?
And that if a ship sailed too far out into the ocean, it would fall off the edge of the world?
Beyond this place, there'd be dragons. Stephen said that crews threatened to hang their captain from the yardarm if he refused to turn back.
I'm sure no one here has that in mind, sir.
How comforting, Number One.
Captain? We have no communications outside of the void.
Complete your scans, Data. Let's not stay any longer than we have to.
Hello, Doctor. Have you been briefed on what's happened?
I heard, but I don't understand it, Captain.
Wish I could say I did. Increase magnification by 10. By 100.
Isn't this impossible? I'm not a bridge officer, but... Increase by 1,000, Mr. Data. By 10,000. It does know how to do these things, doesn't it?
Commander Data knows precisely what he's doing.
Forgive me, Mr. Data. I'm not accustomed to working with non-living devices that... Forgive me again. Your service record says that you are alive. I must accept that.
Engineering.
Engineering.
Lieutenant, are all your systems functioning?
Yes, Captain. Wherever we are, it seems to have no effect on engineering.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Data.
Difficult to make a judgment, sir, based on the absence of information.
Speculate.
This void has a total lack of dimension. Therefore, by any accepted standard, it does not exist. Yet, being within it denies that conclusion.
Might we have moved into another dimension?
Could a lack of dimension be another dimension in itself?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, for a later discussion. Number One, I think we should get on with our mission. Starfleet can send a science vessel back to investigate this further. Move us back out of here.
Wesley, Reverse that direction, set a course for the Cornelian star system. Impulse power.
Aye, sir. Reversing direction. Course laid in.
Engage. Have engaged, haven't they?
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant LaForge, I'd like you to monitor our velocity closely.
Is everything all right up there, Captain?
Are the engines operating normally?
Yes, sir. Everything looks fine down here.
We're increasing to warp 2.
Aye, sir.
Should be seeing stars by now. Data, how far have we come?
Inertial guidance shows 1.4 parsecs traveled, Captain.
Ensign?
Confirmed, sir. Exactly what my readings say.
Engineering, transfer to bridge. What's happening, sir? We should be clear.
We should be. We're on a reverse course. Full stop, help.
Full stop, sir.
According to this, we're already well past the point at which we entered the void.
Except that we are still in it, sir. Captain, if we dropped a stationary beacon and traveled straight away from it, we would have a fixed point of reference to confirm speed and distance.
Make it so, Data. Lock onto the beacon. Keep it dead astern.
The beacon is in place, sir.
Dead ahead, impulse power.
Beacon is falling astern, Captain.
Engineering, report.
All systems functioning normally, sir.
Prepare to increase to warp 2.
Aye, sir.
Captain, we are receiving a signal from dead ahead.
Maybe you found the door out of this.
Closing on the new signal, sir. Identify.
Captain, it is the stationary beacon we just released.
Must have come full circle, sir.
We couldn't have, sir. I've shown us moving steadily away from that beacon.
Full stop. Hold this position again.
Captain, sensors indicated disturbance in Sector 108, possibly a vessel.
I have some answers at last. On screen.
The ship is equipped with a cloaking device. Romulan. It's closing. Shields up. Go to red alert.
I'll be at my duty station.
Main viewer locked onto coordinates. On the photon torpedo, Sector 1.
Hold for my orders.
There!
It's uncorking. Direction, sir. Our shields are weakening.
Warn them we'll return fire.
Transmitting. They've armed another force spread, sir. Fire torpedoes.
Was too easy.
Captain, my sensors show no debris from the Romulan vessel.
Impossible.
Captain, there's another vessel approaching in Sector 091 Mark 26.
On screen. Magnify.
It's a Federation ship.
NTC-1305-E. It's the Yamato, our sister ship.
The Yamato's nowhere near this quadrant.
Open a hailing frequency data.
USS Enterprise to USS Yamato. Respond, please. USS Enterprise calling USS Yamato. Respond, please, on this frequency. No response, Captain.
Make a full scan.
Life support system, engineering, and propulsion all appear functional. There are no life signs, sir.
Data, can we be getting a false reading?
Since we know nothing of these circumstances, that is at least conceivable, sir.
You look doubtful, sir.
Oh, I'm not anything. Right now, number one, I'm just a man who's looking for answers.
Like the rat said, keep the keys. I just went out of the trap.
Captain, request permission to board onto the Yamato within a week. Perhaps something we can find on board would help us figure out what happened.
Granted. Minimal compliment. Worf, here with me.
Captain's log supplemental. We remain like a fly in amber, trapped in the void. We have encountered a vessel which appears to be the USS Yamato. All its systems are shown as functioning, yet it seems devoid of life. Commander Riker is leading an away team. Hopefully the answer lies over there.
Have you got a lock on that other ship?
Aye, sir, no problems at all.
Can you put us on the bridge?
Anywhere you say, Commander.
I'm acquainted with the Yamato, Commander. Recommend the aft station of their bridge. When in doubt, surprise them.
Them? Who's them?
Whoever may be there.
Our senses indicate no life form.
Still, the tactic is sound.
Agreed. Aft station, Lieutenant.
I see.
Phases on step. Energize. Captain, do you read me?
We're having difficulty with our communication.
Number one, come in. Transporter room, this is the captain. We're out of contact with the away team. Beam them back immediately.
I've lost the lock on them.
Nothing on my communicator, sir. Computer on.
Find a servo lift to the bridge.
Transporter room, have you been able to establish a lock?
Emergency power engaged.
Initiate full check, all systems.
Engineering section, report. What is our situation? Engineering. Captain, request permission to leave the bridge.
Granted.
This isn't a Federation ship. These walls aren't Tritanium. It's close, but it's material beyond our technology. Let's get to the bridge. There's got to be an answer to all of this somewhere. This bridge should be four decks above us.
What's going on here?
That's not where we came from.
Wait a minute.
Two bridges?
If we go through there, where will we be?
On the bridge.
But we are on the bridge.
It's up to you, sir.
Let's see what happens.
Is it the same bridge?
Or did we step from one bridge onto another bridge? We've regained ship's communication, sir.
Captain, I have a star fix.
On screen.
It's an opening, sir.
For us, their navigation is possible.
Should I set a course?
Transporter room, do you have a fix on the away team?
Negative, Captain.
Sir. Commander.
Where did you come from?
What's going on? Ship has one bridge. One bridge! One Riker, one bridge!
Lieutenant!
Impossible! Impossible!
Pull yourself together!
What?
Captain, the Starfix is fading.
Data, lock onto the Armada with a tractor beam. We'll leave together.
I cannot make the lock.
Captain, the Starfix is almost gone.
Let it go.
But, sir, we can get out.
Let it go.
Bridge, I have reestablished contact with the away team.
Beam them back immediately.
Captain.
Come in. Come in, Enterprise.
Hold position, away team. I've got you. We're bringing you home.
Transporter room, hurry.
Captain, it's almost gone.
What the hell is going on?
Are you all right, number one?
I've had it. Let's put all this technology to work, figure out what is going on, and get the hell out of here.
That was almost the Yamato existing in a hole in space with no crew aboard. Now, what is the purpose?
Add to that an attack by a non-existent Romulan vessel. It does suggest an interesting question. Was our away team actually over there?
If we weren't over there, where the hell were we?
Commander, I have reestablished the Starfix.
Great. Set course, velocity warp 2.
Course and speed set.
Engage.
I've lost contact, sir.
What?
The Starfix is gone.
Captain, it is not in the same sector, but another opening has appeared.
All right. Set a course for those stars. Warp 6.
Yes, sir. Warp 6.
I've lost the signal, sir.
What's going on here?
Hold stop. Captain.
Yes, Mr. Data. I can see it. This game is now wearing very thin. Let's just hold this position.
Counselor?
You've said that you sense no intelligence in all of this. You haven't changed in that belief.
I'm not certain of that now, Captain. I do sense something unusual.
Perhaps a different level of consciousness.
Yes. Perhaps an intelligence so vast it eluded me.
Rats in a maze.
Exactly.
Explain.
But everything we've been through reminds me of a laboratory experiment, as if something was testing our responses to stimuli.
You're suggesting that we're in some kind of laboratory?
Yes.
The opening seems closer, Captain.
I've had enough of being led about in this way.
Agreed, Captain. Hold present position.
Good. Don't satisfy curiosity.
Captain, look.
I was so alarmed, but I've gone to such trouble to look just like you.
Captain, sensors show nothing out there. Absolutely nothing.
Sure, the damn ugly nothing.
I am Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise, representing a federation of planets in this part of the galaxy. Can you identify whoever or whatever you are?
Nakilam!
He's right up for something your senses say isn't there, Data.
We still have no idea what you represent.
Data.
Nakilam.
You are of different construction than the others. Riker. Jordy. Haskell. What are you? Your construction also differs.
My construction?
Perhaps referring to your gender, Doctor.
Yes, well, now, there are minor differences. I'm what we call a female.
I understand. The masculine and the feminine.
It is the way in which we propagate our species.
Please, demonstrate how this is accomplished.
Not likely.
Whatever you are, your actions are not welcome.
Let me put up the shield, sir.
Sensors still show nothing out there.
Your life form surprises me more and more. Is it true you also have only a limited existence? Answer.
What information do you want? I don't understand the question.
You exist, and then you cease to exist. Your mind calls it dead.
Stardate 42194.7. It is obvious that whatever we have met sees no value in our kind of life form. How do we fight something that both is and is not there?
I know this much. We are unimportant to it.
In a battle for survival, Captain, 30 to 50% casualties
would be appalling.
But within acceptable limits. This is not a battle worth.
No, a laboratory experiment would be the closest comparison.
Is there any reason for not believing this, Nakilam?
No.
All evidence indicates it is willing and able to do as it proposes.
Agreed. Under the circumstances, I think there is only one decision.
I will not stand by while half my crew is slaughtered.
Sir, I do not believe there is anything you can do to prevent it.
Yes, there is.
What?
Destroy the Enterprise.
Isn't that a little like curing the disease by killing the patient?
It's better than standing around helplessly.
Why do I get the feeling that this was not the time to join this ship?
Recognize the card, Jean-Luc. Recognize Riker, William T.
Initiate auto-destruct sequence.
Does Riker, William T. concur?
I do. Initiate auto-destruct sequence.
Desired time interval.
Stand by. Interesting question. How long to prepare to die?
What would be least painful for our crew? Move to it quickly or allow them time to prepare for it thoroughly? No. 20 minutes. Nice round season.
Initiate auto-destruct. Interval. 20 minutes.
20 minutes to auto-destruct.
Our destroying ourselves won't change its mind, Captain. I would feel that.
He didn't mention you were that certain.
I was wrong not to tell you. And your decision may also be wrong.
Yes, come in, please.
I have a question, sir.
Yes, sir. What is it?
What is death?
Oh, is that all? Well, Data, you're asking probably the most difficult of all questions. Some see it as a changing into an indestructible form. Forever unchanging, they believe that the purpose of the entire universe is to then maintain that form in an earth-like garden which will give delight and pleasure through all eternity. On the other hand, there are those who hold to the idea of our blinking into nothingness. With all of our experiences and hopes and dreams, merely a delusion.
Which do you believe, sir?
Considering the marvelous complexity of the universe, its clockwork perfection, its balances of this against that, matter, energy, gravitation, time, dimension, I believe that our existence must be more than either of these philosophies. That what we are goes beyond Euclidean or other practical measuring systems, and that our existence is part of a reality beyond what we understand now as reality.
We should not let ourselves die, Jean-Luc.
I agree with her, Jean-Luc.
If only half of us live, then I would rather take my chances on being one that does.
Yes. It is wrong of you to force us.
It is wrong.
Yes. It is very wrong. Neither of you should be reacting in this way.
Computer, Locate Commander Data for me.
Commander Data is on the bridge.
Not going to work, McGillum.
Captain, we are clear. We are out of the void. It's gone, Captain. We can abort the auto-destruct.
Hold, number one.
But Captain...
Hold.
One minute to auto-destruct.
We are out of the void, sir. You may stop auto-destruct.
Crusher, warp 6, any heading. Now.
Navigational systems confirm we are at warp 6 on course, sir.
Counselor Troy.
Captain, it has gone. I no longer feel its presence.
20 seconds to auto destruct.
Auto-destruct sequence.
Riker William 2, do you concur?
Yes, absolutely. I do indeed concur wholeheartedly.
Auto-destruct. Canceled.
Simple yes would have sufficed, number one. I didn't want there to be any chance of misunderstanding. Of course. You have the bridge.
He sure held that bluff to the last second, didn't he, sir?
Was he bluffing? Well, McGillum, I hope you got what you needed.
You have provided me with much more than I needed.
Why did you release us? You could have seen the way we faced death.
It wasn't necessary. I have learned all I needed to know. Would you like me to share some of my conclusions?
Not interested.
Oh, of course you are. You are too inquisitive not to want to know. You seem to find no tranquility in anything. You struggle against the inevitable. You thrive on conflict. You are selfish, yet you value loyalty. You are rash, quick to judge, slow. It's amazing you've survived. Be that as it may, as species, we have no common ground. You're too aggressive, too hostile, too innocent.
During this period, you two have been evaluated. It would seem that we have at least one thing in common.
Oh?
Curiosity.
The point is well taken, Captain. Perhaps that is a trait to be shared.
And perhaps we shall meet again. But next time, it will be out here among the stars.
Ensign, put us back on course. Warp 3.
Yes, sir, warp 3.
And Ensign, if you encounter any hole, steer clear.
Thank you.